and welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Recruitment Officer Corporal Dania Durham and Community Engagement Officer Trooper Jessica Tobin with the Pennsylvania State Police. And welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Welcome. How are you? Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. It's exciting.
It's happy to have you back again. Corporal Durham, you've been on so many times. And of course, Trooper Tobin, we started talking about traffic safety in the past year. And today, we have so much to talk about. But here we are, three professional women sitting here in the studio this fine morning. And for our listeners, could you describe what you're wearing, Corporal Durham? So,
I am wearing a very fancy gray outfit. It consists of a long sleeve gray shirt and a darker gray charcoal pant and combat boots.
And a necktie and...
Oh, yes. Don't forget the necktie.
The necktie and, I do believe, a bulletproof vest.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. We definitely want to wear that every time you're in full uniform. It helps.
You're in civvies today.
I am. So my attire is slightly different than Corporal Durham here. I am wearing a black Pennsylvania State Police jacket, with his all weather resistant, by the way. Perfect conditions for snow, sleet, rain, and hail, I might add. I do not have combat boots on. I have these lovely flat belt buckled shoes, and I top that off with a nice baby blue sweater.
I've worn a pajama top to work, and people have asked if I'm interviewing. So obviously, you are attired to be on the job. And was this the career path that you saw for yourself, that you would be suiting up in an all-weather jacket or lacing up combat boots and putting on a vest each morning?
In my case, no. I did not think when I was a young person that I would grow up to be a police officer. So it's definitely a unique profession, and having to put on a bulletproof vest to go to work does kind of hit different. But I've been a trooper now for 18 years, so it's just an old hat at this point. It's what we do, so I don't think about it anymore. You know what I mean?
Trooper Tobin?
I was kind of all over the place. I knew I wanted to do something in the first responder world, right? Luckily, it started with me. It kind of opened my eyes when we had what's called the DARE program in high school, right? So then I was like, oh, I had such a positive experience with law enforcement. I couldn't wait, right? But I did have a love for animals, so I was kind of conflicted. So I was like, wanted to be an ASPCA agent at one point. But then I realized, oh, the Pennsylvania State Police, we do have over 100 different specialty positions in our world. So if I wanted to do that, I could do that. But military has always been at the forefront for me. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. And I've been here for 7 years now. I did 2.5 years with liquor control enforcement, which again is a unit within the Pennsylvania State Police. And then I spent the rest of my 7 years of time as a trooper here.
When you first enlisted in the state police, were there women already on the job ahead of you in a significant role? Did you see them as when you first walked in for your first day of training?
So yes. So we have had women on the Pennsylvania State Police for, several decades at this point. Are there an abundance of women? I would say no, but we definitely have like quality role models to look up to. One of our lieutenant colonels, Crystal Turner Childs, is a female in the front office. We have several high ranking females in the department right now at this point. But, you may not see a whole bunch of females at one particular station, but we are definitely spread out throughout the Commonwealth.
Well, I've definitely been pulled over by a female trooper in the course of my driving career.
But so, not a lot, though. That only happened that one time.
That's what I'm going to say. It only happened that one time.
Right.
So, but now you have moved up through the ranks. You're now a corporal, and you're working in recruitment.
Yeah.
Who are you looking for? Who are you trying to reach to enter the ranks?
That's a good question. Overall, we're trying to reach quality applicants, right? So that is first and foremost. We want to have people that have a high integrity, They want to serve the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and they are positive people that want to do the right thing. So fundamentally, that is who we are looking for. But we also want to diversify our ranks as much as possible. You know, it is important to have people of all different backgrounds, ages, races, religions, because our state is made up of all different types of people. So it is very important that we have people of high integrity and a diverse trooper force.
How do you recruit? How do you get out there and get the people out and interested and engaged? Because you have to explain the job too, don't you?
You do have to explain the job. I mean, there's a lot of explaining to do, right?
But that's the truth.
Yes, there's a lot of explaining to do. But I would like to say that it's so many different ways that you can recruit, right? So typically you want to say that we'll go to colleges and universities and be at like career fairs setting up tables. But I think that the most successful way that we recruit is actually going into classrooms, especially when we visit colleges that have criminal justice majors, and we'll go in and speak to a criminal law class, and we have more intimate conversations with people that are interested in law enforcement. And I think that paves the way to give them a connection to somebody in the field that they can keep in contact with while they're going through our hiring process.
Well, Trooper Tobin, you alluded to your interest before you enlisted, mm-hmm. and they were varied. And I know that when we think about the state police, unfortunately, I think about it when I'm on the highway. But that is such a little part mm-hmm. of what you do, because somebody can go into you with a science background, or somebody might be in social work. It could be anything, couldn't it?
So you can come into the Pennsylvania State Police with any major, right? Just like you said, they could have a biology degree, they could have, you know, an English degree, education, it doesn't matter. So you just have to have at least 60 college credits by the time that you get accepted into the academy. But again, those credits can be in any subject. I happen to have a bachelor's degree from Temple University in criminal justice, but that did not necessarily give me an advantage into becoming a Pennsylvania State Trooper. So I think different educational backgrounds is also something that diversifies us as a department. So we are open to any and all educational levels.
Trooper Tobin, then talk about the different jobs that the state police do. Again, I just see them on the highways, but it's the full buffet from investigations and forensics. It's everything, isn't it?
Yes. Like I said, we have over 100 different specialty units within our organization alone. And it's great that you have us here, because you know what? You hit the nail right on the head when it comes to people not knowing what we do. People think it's all about arresting people and it's about issuing traffic citations, but I always tell everybody it's so much more than that. And given the circumstances surrounding the use of force incidents that have been at the forefront over the past few years now, it's very important for units like Corporal Dania Durham's with recruitment and our new unit that was just created this year, which is called the Office of Community Engagement. So basically, our unit solely focuses hand in hand with recruitment to assist them with their needs and being able to recruit people to come onto the workforce, qualified people at that. But we predominantly focus in underserved communities. So communities that don't really know about us, communities that, you know, might not appreciate us, communities that might have negative experiences with law enforcement in general, to try to steer that narrative, right? Because you have people within those communities that maybe their parents were arrested. Maybe they had situations where a law enforcement officer that he or she dealt with wasn't necessarily something that they, it was traumatic in some way, shape, or form. So our job is to be able to bring a positive relationship with those people and show them that it's just not about arresting people. It's about being able to relate to these people. We're human too. Behind the gray uniform, behind the baby blue sweater that I'm wearing, I am a human just like everybody else, right? We bleed red just like everybody else. And to the fact that we could actually be relatable to these people and show that, you know, hey, listen, here's my misfortunes growing up. I didn't have everything handed to me, right? I was adopted, right? I was raised by a Polish family. I was raised in a poverty type setting, unfortunately, where, you know, I was in an underserved community myself, you know? And then once you kind of divulge your story, it opens that dialogue and creates that safe haven, especially for the youth, and that's what we're targeting. You know, we like to work with state, local, and county legislators too, to be able to have a connection and identify the problems within their communities, right? And to see what resources that we can be able to provide to those communities to be able to increase the positive relationships within us, along with community-based and civilian-based training and education we do as well.
In addition to the thousands of miles of roadways that you are responsible for, so many communities don't have police. Mm-hmm. And you have to step in a lot of times for that as well. You provide the basic policing to a lot of people who live within this state. And this is something that is a given for all state police forces, isn't it?
Well, I think like in the southeastern part of the state, you don't see troopers as much. You only see them on the highway and, you know, when you're speeding on the turnpike, right? Mm-hmm. But in over 80% of the state of Pennsylvania, when people call 911, troopers respond to their house. So we are a full-service law enforcement agency for the majority of citizens in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I think there are a lot of people that don't know that don't know that we're not just highway writing tickets, doing crash investigations. You know, we have criminal investigators, we have polygraphers, we have undercover vice narcotics units, we have canine units, we have explosive technicians, aviation unit, marine unit. Like Trooper Tobin was saying, like there are hundreds of specialty positions, and we are a very, very large agency, which is definitely a positive thing because there's a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of room to learn and develop and get training that a lot of smaller departments won't be able to provide.
You have resources. I mean, there are criminal investigative labs, mm-hmm. and et cetera. I mean, the whole thing is all there.
Yes, ballistics, all different types of things. You know, forensic services, as you mentioned, definitely. There are so many different facets to police work instead of just what people think when they're watching cops and, you know, you're just chasing after people and throwing handcuffs on people. There's a lot more to it than that.
So if I was influenced by Chips, I really should have been watching CSI.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, both of them are valid for sure.
But one gets to wear the boots.
That's true.
That is true.
I'm a young woman and I hear this and I am graduating and I'm a chemist, mm-hmm. Or I am going through criminal justice and I haven't decided what I want to do and maybe I'm not going to go to law school. Mm-hmm. How does a career path meander through the departments and towards the retirement age?
So what I would suggest is that you apply before you graduate. So our hiring process can take up to a year, depending on what's going on. So I always try to say, don't wait until you get out of school, because if you apply when you get done, you're going to spend a whole year without having a job while you go through the process. Right now, we have an open enrollment period till February 1st of 2022. I can't believe I'm saying 2022.
Isn't it wild? All right. Corporal Dunn.
So February 1st, 2022, you can sign up to take our written test on our website, which is www.patrooper.com. So once you go on the site, you can click apply now. And as long as you meet the minimum requirements, it signs you up for our next written exam. Now, we don't have the next written exam scheduled right now. I'm going to make a guess and say that it should be in late March. But the written exam is the first step to our process. You also have the oral interview. You have the polygraph examination, background investigation, physical fitness test, the medical and psych evaluation. And then the academy is between 26 and 27 weeks after that. And it's located in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And you do live on campus. So we do not have the type of academy where you commute Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. You actually do live there. We are a paramilitary organization. So that is, you know, a very quick synopsis of our hiring process and the different steps that young people need to take.
You'd already mentioned that you need 60 college credits, mm-hmm. to apply. What are the other requirements? I'm going to guess that there is age, but what about height, weight? You know, we're not all built the same.
No, we're not. So you can apply at with having 30 college credits. You just need to have 60 by the time you start the academy. There are physical fitness requirements in reference to push-ups, running, different things like that. However, there are no height or weight requirements. There are vision requirements, and there are also hearing requirements, and the details of those requirements are on our website as well.
And what about age? What if I've had a career, or I'm in a career right now, and I've decided that I do want to serve? I do have a commitment to do what's right, and I want to serve the community.
Great question. So you can apply at 20 years of age, but you have to be 21 years of age by the time you start the academy, and 40 years of age is our cutoff. So you cannot have turned 40 before your first day at the academy. So,
So military have to think about that before they finish their military career.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we do have a lot of military people that apply, and we do offer veterans preference points. More likely than not, our military applicants, once they do career military, they'll apply to us when they're about 37 or 38 years of age. So they'll make it through, but 40 is the cutoff.
If I'm hearing this and I'm not a PA resident, can I still apply?
You absolutely can apply if you are not a Pennsylvania resident. So we take applications from people all over. So if you live in New Jersey, Delaware, New York, please apply. Same website, www.patrooper.com. You do not have to be a Pennsylvania resident to apply for the Pennsylvania State Police. The requirement is that you move to Pennsylvania and create residency by the time you graduate from the academy.
Are other state police departments looking? Are they in the same bind that you are, looking for good candidates?
I think police agencies, whether it be state, local, or federal, are looking for quality, diverse candidates. And it has definitely been a challenge, especially with the restrictions that we had with COVID. We weren't able to go to colleges and universities and different things like that. But I think things are turning a positive corner, and we're able to engage with the community a lot more than we were with the past year.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and today we are speaking with Recruitment Officer Corporal Dania Durham and Community Engagement Officer Trooper Jessica Tobin with the Pennsylvania State Police. Go to patrooper.com. That is your general portal to all things of Pennsylvania State Police. patrooper.com. You can find out recruitment information and apply now at that spot. If you are also interested in the Office of Community Engagement, you can go to psp.pa.gov. You have been in. Corporal Durham, you'll always be trooper to me.
I am fine
with
that.
Growing up on me. But 17 years, things have definitely changed. Did you have tasers? Was that part of your...
We didn't. When I started, we actually didn't have tasers.
Corporal Durham, you're dating yourself right now.
I know, right? So we did not have tasers.
They had muskets when I joined, but so
horse
things,
and buggy.
Things have changed. You yelled really loud.
Yes.
So much has changed over the years. Are there people on the job who went through when mental health became the first crisis in homelessness? Opioid addiction now. We're talking about that. And something as simple as tasers. Again, the equipment that you carry. Things have drastically changed. And Trooper Tobin, you're going to jump in on this as well. When you are talking to the public, how do you describe yourselves? Are we the new state police?
So when we talk about ourselves, I wouldn't talk about us being a new state police, because we've been around since May 2nd, 1905. So we've been around for many, many years. However, you know, we're forever changing, right? So we learn from our mistakes, and the goal is to be fully transparent, right? So I think that is what's super important about our unit and about our department in general, because the more fully transparent you are with the people who we serve, people who we interact with, and ultimately the future of our department, it benefits us in so many ways. Because if we could be honest and truthful, admit our mistakes, and tell the community good, bad, or indifferent, and ask the community, hey, what are you looking for from a state police organization. What do you think we're doing good? What do you think we're doing bad? And where's the room for improvement? Because that only makes us better. So when we talk about new state police, I always try to engage people and ask them for their opinion, their feedback. What would they like to see? Because Corporal Durham, I think you could agree in every organization, without feedback from your supervisor of what good, bad, or indifferent, how would you be able to better yourself, right?
I definitely agree. Like you said, the Pennsylvania State Police has been around since 1905. And if we have not changed or grown or developed the department since then, we would be in some serious trouble right now entering 2022. So there are definite things that we are on the forefront of as a department. And I think it makes our relationship with the members of the community that we serve better for it.
And with the Office of Community Engagement, we are starting to put data sharing out there. So data sharing with our numbers, you know, how many minority troopers we have on the job, how many males, how many females we currently have, just to show the community, hey, this is what our numbers are, right? Which can be found on our website. However, you know, we're taking steps to be able to improve this. Recruitment's constantly changing. I mean, Corporal Durham's constantly making, you know, suggestions and recommendations on how we can be able to improve our numbers here. Because, I mean, let's face it, full transparency right here. I mean, our workplace is a predominantly a male-dominated workforce, right? We don't have a lot of females on our job. But why is that, right? Because we made it, right? So what can we do to focus on certain areas across the state? And why is it that we are getting more males and females? Why is it we're getting more white males? Because we want to focus on certain areas within our state and figure out how we can diversify a little bit more. Because I think once we diversify, like Corporal Durham was talking about, that only makes us better as an organization, because we can relate more to certain people. Females, I think Corporal Durham and I, we have the gift of gab. We are able to be able to talk to people of all different races and ethnicities and genders. But sometimes, you know, I think if you add more of a melting pot mix, it only creates positive relations carrying on for the forefront.
Do you have, and I can't believe I'm about to ask, sensitivity training? Or do they, is it a constant or a continuing education programming? Because the things that I mentioned, 10 years ago, did you see the problems that we would have with homelessness or with addiction now? Do you sit down and say, this is what's happening in other states? Here's what happened in this city. How can we address this?
So I don't think anybody could have predicted the opioid crisis. But yes, the commanders in our department do just that. Problem-specific policing is very, very important in my department. So what they do is they look at trends. They look at the numbers and find out what's happening in certain areas. Because the issues that people may have in Montgomery County or Philadelphia or Delaware County may be totally different than the issues of people that live in Erie, Pennsylvania. So because our state is so diverse and the problems in each section of the state may be different and vary, the barracks or the stations in those specific areas operate differently to address the needs of the people that live in those particular communities.
It has to be scary because you're responding to situations, domestic violence, mental health crises.
Sure.
Well, and just plain old medical emergencies as well. There's a question in there somewhere. If you see it, tackle it. Jump in.
Right. Well, you know what? It's funny that you mentioned mental health, because Trooper Tobin did a training video for the department in reference to mental health. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I would love to, Corporal Durham. So basically, our department, they do a heck of a job in trying to ensure on different platforms, whether it's interactive, right, or whether it's training videos that we could actually sit and learn from and be able to, you know, put that out into the field, you know, where troopers are actually, you know, coming into contact with people. So basically, what I did is I linked up with our use of force unit. It's a unit within our department, and we put on a training. It's in a controlled environment, and we have a scenario that gets presented to us, and we work through that scenario. And basically, that video depicts exactly the circumstances that a trooper can run into on the road, right? And I did two of them. I know Corporal Durham's probably talking about the one where I did a supervisor's training and for the mental health subject. You know, there's no rules, right? So if you don't have any rules, the world is at your disposal. So I kind of, you know, the more real, right, you make it, the more effective it is for the training for the troopers. So, I mean, it is fun to be able to participate in that, but it's also a learning experience for everybody who watches and everybody who participates, because you always learn something from it, right? And I think that's super important, because our department's actually really focused on being able to provide whatever training necessary. I've worked with Alex Mann. He is a male who goes all over the state. He suffers from autism, and his mission is to teach all state and local municipalities about how to deal with people with access and functional needs disabilities. And that's something that I take pride in, because these are civilians that are coming and teaching us, right? And our department is completely supportive of that. It's not just troopers and officers teaching our own, but these are the real people that we're going to be dealing with coming in and teaching us, you know, giving us tools of the trades of things that we could utilize to be able to de-escalate rather than using different, you know, force tactics from one of the weapons on our belt, and being able to identify cues and things of that nature to do that. So it's pretty cool.
I hate to say it, 2-minute warning. Trooper Tobin, the community hears this. I'm a civic group, or I'm a Boy Scout troop or a Girl Scout bunch, and I would like to engage with the state police. How do we talk to you? Or what will you do for the community as far as getting out and speaking?
So all you have to do, Laura, it's really simple. Everybody's got a telephone, pick up the phone and call, right? So you could always call me. I represent the area in Troop K, which consists of Montgomery County, Delaware, and Philadelphia. However, if you don't live in those areas and you are, you know, a different area of the state, you could always go onto that website, www.psp.pa.gov, and you have a list of all of the CAOs, community affairs officers, and CSOs, community service officers, that would be more than willing to be able to come out, and or you could come in and do a station tour, which is always a huge hit, Laura.
Okay. Corporal Durham, I hear this, and give the pitch.
The Pennsylvania State Police is the first and finest state police law enforcement agency in our country. And I am proud to be a member. And as one of the recruiters, I take my job very seriously, because for me, I want to engage with qualified, positive people. Like we discussed, I have 18 years on at this point. So I am recruiting the future of this department. And my goal as a recruiter is to recruit positive people that are going to do the job the way that it's supposed to be done. And that's what I do.
And of course, if you'd like to reach out to her, go to patrooper.com, learn more about all the programs and services at the Pennsylvania State Police, patrooper.com. You can find out recruitment information at that site. You can also link to psp.pa.gov. That's where you go for the Office of Community Engagement, psp.pa.gov. My guest today from, it is Troop K, I always get this wrong, Troop K,
yes,
for the Pennsylvania State Police. We had Recruitment Officer Corporal Dania Durham and Community Engagement Officer Trooper Jessica Tobin. Again, go to patrooper.com for more information. Actually, about everything we talked about, you will be able to link to everything there about the Pennsylvania State Police. Ladies, thank you both for being on today.
Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure, Laura. We never disappoint.
No, you don't. So let's do this again in a few. How's that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Date and time. We're here.
Woo, you got it. We're going to get that scheduled. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.